That up. Inflation fell to 3.4% in February, down from 4% the month before. Food costs drove the decline. Labour says prices are still high, though. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt insists the government's plan's working.
Families today will heave a sigh of relief that we are firmly on track to bring inflation down to its target, 2%. Most encouragingly, food inflation, which was nearly 20% a year ago, is now just 5%.
The data privacy watchdogs confirmed it's received a report that staff at the hospital where the Princess of Wales had surgery in January tried to look at her medical notes. The London clinic's not commented on the claims, but it's told the Mirror it believes all patients deserve total privacy. Researchers say the latest step they've made against HIV won't be a cure tomorrow, but is an efficient attack. They've used a gene editing tool to remove all traces of the virus from cells. More than one in five police officers plan to resign in the next 2 years. 85% of those questioned say they aren't fairly paid given the dangers they face. Former Wimbledon champion Simona Halep's return to tennis after a doping ban ended in defeat to Paula Badosa at the Miami Open. Her suspension was reduced from 4 years to 9 months by the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which ruled she'd not intentionally taken a banned substance. Halep's hit back at comments from Caroline Wozniacki, who's hinted she should not have been given a wild card in Miami.
Why she said that? Because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't cheat. I didn't dope. I'm not a cheater.
And it'll be good news for his fans, but a really bad development if you aren't one. James Corden's going back on stage in London from June. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Fada Silver.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So today, see a murky and damp start with a few patches of light rain and drizzle, as it has been. Remaining cloudy for much of the day with a few drops of rain, a mild day with gentle winds in front of us. 16 degrees is your high. Tonight will turn out drier as any lingering rain fizzles out. It's also going to be the most cloudy, with just the odd clearer spell. A few mist and fog patches will also develop in the early hours. 70 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Wednesday, 20th of March, songs on the way. That's what you want to know, isn't it? I'm starting you off with The Look and I Am The Beat. I love this song. Vanessa parody coming up. Also, we've got Toya on the way. These are all 80s songs because this hour is 80s at eight.
And the party wouldn't swing if not Bienvenue, c'est Joe.
We'll be right back.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Three songs that were quintessentially, look at me, 80s. Starting you off with The Look and I Am The Beat. Vanessa Paraday in the middle there with Jola Taxi. And following up the rear with Toya. I want to be free. I've got a word of that, but we've got The Spinners and Wet, Wet, Wet on the way next when we continue the 80s.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Billericay's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:24 now, Wednesday, 20th of March. Sheena Easton's on the way.
FM Travel News.
And loads more 80s songs. Right, looking at the roads in the Brentwood area. Wilson's Corner, very slow. Ongar Road is slow from Malarkin's playing fields down to Wilson's Corner. And back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. And the back of the queue, there's some temporary traffic lights outside Larkin's playing fields. It's very slow in both directions between... What's the name of that road there? That little... Costed Manor Road, the roundabout on Ongar Road from Costed Manor Road. From there down to the end of Larkin's playing fields is very slow in both directions. Also, Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road down to Middleton Hall Lane. The other direction's a little bit stop-start as well. Middleton Hall Lane, as always, very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down coming into Brentwood at, what's that landmark? Ingrave Common Cricket Ground. From there up to Running Waters roundabout is very slow. Then it's a free-flowing piece again. And then at Mason's Wine Bar opposite King George's playing fields up to Wilson's Corner and back again to Shenfield Common traffic lights is very slow. Also, there's a small queue on Seven Arches Road is on in both directions at Shenfield Common traffic lights, but there's nothing untoward going on there. Outside Brentwood Station, the B186 is quite slow from Worley Mount up to the King's Road roundabout and back to the station. There's also a queue on London Road from London Road Cemetery. That's all queuing up coming into the centre of Brentwood, trying to get past the King's Road traffic lights. There's also some slowness on Hutton Road from Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back again. Slowest part is outside Shenfield Station itself. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Hall Green Lane down to St Martin's School. And from Costcutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, as always, the A176 is slowing down. It starts just as you leave the Langdon Road roundabout, and the slowness continues up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street, and back down into Langdon Road level with the Billericay School. Top of the High Street is the top of the High Road is a little bit slow from St John's Road on Stock Road down to Lake Avenue roundabout. That seems to be a tad slow, if I'm being honest. There's also some slowness around the Norsey Road junction on the High Street, and also Ty Common Road is very slow for some reason from Fairfield Rise up to the traffic lights on the A129. That seems to be quite slow. The other direction's okay. On the motorways, M25 anti-clockwise is slow from Junction 26, Waltham Abbey, to just after Junction 25, the A10. It's also slow from Junction 30, the A13, to just after Junction 28, the A12. On the M11, London bound, it's slow from Junction 5, Loughton, through to Junction 4, the A406. A12 London bound is slow between Junction 22, Whittam North, and Junction 21, Whittam South. And again, London bound A12 is slow between Junction 18, Sandon, and Junction 17, Howell Green. Two problems northbound on the A12. First of all, it's slow between Junction 19, Boreham Interchange, and Junction 20, Hatfield Peveril. It's also slow between Junction 17, Howell Green, and Junction 19, Boreham Interchange. A12 London bound is slow between Junction 16, Gallywood, and Junction 15, 3 Mile Hill. Canvey Island, slow traffic there on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. London bound A12 on the Brentwood Bypass is slow between Junction 12, Shenfield, and Junction 11, the M25. A127 London bound is slow from the Rayleigh Weir to the Fair Glen Interchange, and again London bound A127, it's slow from Kent Elms Corner to Progress Road. On the A13 London bound, it's slow there from the Stifford Interchange. Sorry, it's slow there from the A176 at Five Bells to the A1014 at Stamford Le Hope, and it's also slow from the Stifford Interchange, that's the A1012, to the M25 at Junction 30. And the A127 London bound is slow from the A176 at Noak Bridge to the M25 at Junction 29. And that's your lot. It's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, taking place this Saturday, the 23rd of March, is the Crafty Cow Markets. They're hosting an annual market and artisan fair this Saturday at Shenfield Parish Hall in Hutton Road, Brentwood. They're offering new and bespoke handcrafted gifts, including jewellery and soap and jams and wax melts and crystals and all sorts of stuff, really. They want you to go along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up a lovely handmade gift that you won't find on the high street. They're supporting the Havens Hospice charity. It's free entry and free parking, and it's open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you need any more details about this, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah. Albuquerque.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. A heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45, then quarter to nine with Roxette and The Look. Before that was Prefab Sprout. That was the one. We've got Phil Collins and Paul McCartney on the way next when we continue the 80s. And don't forget, we're going to have a nice little conversation with... Hang on a minute. Get the vocals out of the way. Otherwise, he'll interrupt me. Coming up just after 9 o'clock, we're going to have a nice little chat with Sidra Naeem about children and grief.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Could you give the precious gift
of time. Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
On Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the only interview we've got today is with me at just after 9 o'clock this morning. I'm going to be talking to Sidra Naeem from Essex Mind and Spirit, and we're going to be talking about bereavement in children. That's coming up around about 9:10, right here on Phoenix FM.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. Laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn.
fasten, we bite and delight in the tears, and we cry until dawn.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.